You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Most of the great things that have been done in the history of the Christian Church have been done by ordinary people.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, our Father, send your Spirit into our hearts and draw us into the company of Jesus. Make us bold with your love and forgiveness to live courageously and to witness boldly to your wonderful works in the world, renewing life with faith and love and turning what is ordinary into the extraordinary. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In his history of the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the early days of the Christian Church, St. Luke makes a fascinating comment about an incident that had just taken place before the Council of Elders and the leaders of religion. The members of the council, he said, were amazed to see how bold Peter and John were, and to learn that they were ordinary men of no education. They realized then that they had been companions of Jesus. Most of the great things that have been done in the history of the Christian Church have been done by ordinary people. Ordinary people became extraordinary when they found out what it is to be companions of Jesus. Other people noticed this about them too, that they'd been around Jesus, and that made them different. On the day of Pentecost, a great point was made of the fact that the Spirit of God made those ordinary people different through their knowledge of Jesus. It's the way the Spirit of God does things. He brings people the good news of Jesus. And those people are brought around to a new way of looking at things, a new way of doing things, a new way of saying things, because of the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the one to make old men dream dreams and young men to see visions. Even upon the servants, both men and women, God pours out his Spirit. That's what the prophet Joel said, and it has come true. Ordinary people become extraordinary because of Jesus of Nazareth. That's the story of Acts 4. Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, answered them, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being questioned today about the good deed done to the lame man and how he was healed, then you should all know, and all the people of Israel should know, that this man stands here before you completely well through the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified and whom God raised from death. Jesus is the one of whom the Scripture says, 'The stone that you builders despised turned out to be the keystone, the most important of all.' Salvation is to be found through him alone. And in all the world, there's no one else whom God has given who can save us." The members of the council were amazed to see how bold Peter and John were, and learned they were ordinary men of no education. Then they realized that they had been companions of Jesus. It is too bad that so many of the dreams of the world and of the people in it have been shattered. It is an irony of history that those who think they are doing the most to develop a dream are actually doing the most to shatter it. Political authorities often shatter their own dreams. So do religious authorities. The religious authorities were deeply disturbed when there was talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were even more disturbed when a lame man was healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. "You crucified that man," said St. Peter, "and God raised him from the dead." It was this that really bothered the religious authorities. They were annoyed that the two apostles were teaching the people that Jesus had risen from the dead. They were Sadducees who didn't believe in resurrection from the dead. If Jesus had risen from the dead, that proved that the dead can rise to life again. It disproved everything that they had always been insisting upon. So they arrested the two and put them in jail until the next day, since it was already late. Many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to be about 5,000 who believed. The next day, they hauled them before a court and asked them, "Where did you get this power?" The answer was simple, that they should all know, and all the people of Israel should know, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified and whom God raised from the dead, salvation is to be found through him alone. In all the world, there's no one else whom God has given who can save us. He is the one and the only one. Will wonders never cease? The people who proclaimed this news were ordinary men who had suddenly acquired an extraordinary power. It is the power of God working through ordinary people. This has been the history of the church down through the ages. Many people, often uneducated and sometimes untrained, doing the wonderful works of God. Ordinary people became the channel of God's power, speaking the very message of Jesus. The message of Jesus, as we are told on several occasions, was very simple. Repent and believe the gospel, the good news. It's what John and Peter believed and proclaimed. It's what they told the authorities. Jesus is the Savior. Believe in him. You crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. Accept the love of God and receive the good news for what it is. Good news from God in Jesus Christ. What was the secret of the power of these men? The answer is right here in Acts 4. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, with presence and personal power that made them go and do. That presence and that power are the Spirit of God, the personal and productive Spirit of God, whom Jesus promised that he himself would send. Jesus did that, and now here he is, the Spirit of the living God. People moved by the Spirit of God have always been with Jesus. The Spirit of God is always telling people about Jesus and always bringing Jesus to people, getting people to know Jesus and to believe in him. Jesus Christ is the heart of the gospel. And it is by the gospel that the Spirit of God does his work. You can always depend upon it that any work of the Spirit and all the power of the Spirit are concentrated upon bringing people to know Jesus Christ. Peter and John became extraordinary because they had been with Jesus Christ. So much so that people noticed the fact that they were companions of his, followers of his, believers in him. Jesus Christ has the power to heal. He heals people all the time. People are healed not by their own power, but by the power of God. Faith in Christ taps into that power, which is the power of God's Holy Spirit himself. He has power to heal the hurt, to forgive the wrong, to warm life anew with real love. It is extraordinary. Making extraordinary people out of ordinary people. You can always tell people like that. They've been with Jesus and are companions of his. When you pray, "God, fill me with your Spirit," you pray for the opportunity to be with Jesus. You pray that the Word of God will speak to you richly and will live in your heart. That's the way the Spirit of God comes to people. Through the Word of God, you get to know Jesus and become wise to salvation through faith in Jesus. It's the only way to salvation. And it is the only way to come by the power of the Spirit of God through the Word of God to become a child of God. Jesus Christ said, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you are cut off from me, you won't get any power at all. If you are in me as the branches are in the vine, I will send you my power and you will grow and be productive. Being associated with Christ, connected with Christ by faith, is like having a pipeline to God. In Christ, God reconciled the world to himself, not counting our sins against us, and now gives us all his good word of reconciliation. It's like new life pouring into your heart through the word of reconciliation that comes from God in his Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation is to be found in Christ alone. That's what St. Peter said. In all the world, there's no one else whom God has given who can save us. That's what St. Peter said. These ordinary men were talking about Jesus Christ. They acquired a power that was quite extraordinary. It was so extraordinary that people wondered where they got this power. Then they found out it was because they themselves, these men, had been with Jesus. That was their education. That was their power. That was the source of their vibrant life. When you go with Jesus, don't expect everybody to pat you on the back. The authorities marveled at the boldness of Peter and John, but they didn't pat them on the back. They were amazed by the confidence and power of these two plain, uneducated, common men. They realized that they'd been companions of Jesus. They saw the man who'd been healed standing there with Peter and John. Then they went into executive session, sending Peter and John out of the room along with the man whom they had healed. The discussion that followed is reported to us by Luke. What shall we do with these men, they asked. Everyone in Jerusalem knows that this extraordinary miracle has been performed by them, and we cannot deny it. But to keep this matter from spreading any further among the people, let us warn these men never again to speak to anyone in the name of Jesus. They saw what the problem was, and they went right to the heart of it. The problem is Jesus, not the people who follow Jesus. The problem is Jesus himself. The same kind of thing happens today. Authorities of various kinds are threatened by the power of God's Holy Spirit, testifying to the great and good name of Jesus. They put all kinds of bars in the path of ordinary people who have only one idea, to follow Jesus and to do his thing. Governments have been known to do this in various parts of the modern world, and so have institutions. The council saw that it was impossible to punish Peter and John because the people were all praising God for what had happened. The man on whom this miracle of healing had been performed was over 40 years old. After all, he was not born yesterday. So they called Peter and John back in and told them that under no condition were they to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. And John answered them, "You yourselves judge which is right in God's sight, to obey you or to obey God. For we cannot stop speaking of what we ourselves have seen and heard." It's as simple as that. Ordinary people speak with boldness the word of God. Not their own word, but the word of God. He's the greater one who judges us all and who honors his own in his own good time. It's better to do his will than the will of anybody else. Peter and John returned to their own group, who were waiting to hear what had happened. When the believers heard it, they all joined together in prayer to God. It's one of the great prayers of the whole Scripture. It could be your prayer today. It certainly is mine. And I pray it with you. Master and Creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and all that is in them, by means of the Holy Spirit, you spoke through our ancestor David, your servant, when he said, "Why were the Gentiles furious? Why did people make their useless plots? The kings of the earth prepared themselves, and the rulers met together against the Lord and his Messiah. For indeed Herod and Pontius Pilate met together in this city with the Gentiles and the people of Israel against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you made Messiah. They gathered to do everything that you, by your power and will, had already decided would happen. And now, Lord, take notice of the threats they have made and allow us, your servants, to speak your message with all boldness, reach out your hand to heal, and grant that wonders and miracles may be performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. God is glorified by ordinary people. He was glorified that day by these ordinary people. When they finished praying, the place where they were meeting was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to proclaim God's message with boldness. They all did that. They all proclaimed the good news of God in Christ Jesus. And they all became vehicles of God's power, His extraordinary power that ennobles the lives of ordinary people just because they have been with Jesus. Amen.